This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Iowa State University is combining solar farms with production agriculture. We'll have more right after this.
Hank Williams Jr.
Are you ready for the contract?
Live in concert.
It's a family tradition.
Bocephus Live with special guest Old Crow Medicine Show. Friday, August 15th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand.
Born to boogie.
Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Hank Williams, Jr.
There's a unique form of agriculture being studied at Iowa State University, agrivoltaics, which is the crossroads between solar power production and farming practices. At the Alliant Energy Solar Farm south of Ames, they're trying to figure out which ag practices will integrate the best with solar production. Michael Killewald, agrivoltaics outreach coordinator at Iowa State University, said the primary focus is on the energy production.
Here we're trying to figure out what sorts of agricultural practices will integrate best with solar production. So first and foremost, this is a solar or energy focused site, and we're trying to figure out what sort of conventional farming or conservation practices we could integrate within this utility scale conventional solar farm.
Killewald said they are trying several different crops and conservation practices to see what can be the most productive around the solar panels on the farm.
So we have 8 different vegetation types that we are testing out here at the site. 3 of those are for conservation, generally for like pollinators or other insects, and the other 5 are different crops that are tested for agricultural production. So we have 3 different kinds of vegetables, and that's including bell peppers, broccoli, and summer squash. And then we're also testing 2 different kinds of fruit, including strawberries and raspberries. And then, like I hinted to before, the other 3 are conservation practices, and that includes this clover that you can see all throughout the site, as well as 2 different prairie mixes that we're also testing for the benefits to honeybees, which are over in the corner of the site, as well as other wild bees that are just naturally occurring in the area.
Additionally, Iowa State University will be hosting open houses on the farm through this September. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.